I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends.
Yo, YBH.
Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. It's been a long, busy week already. It's only Wednesday, but hey, this is what I signed up for. So we back on the podcast, and today I'm going to respond to some of the comments. I got some backlash from that last Ethan Klein video I did a couple days ago. And apparently, this guy... This interview was old. I didn't know that. I never saw it before. And I kind of just get clips. I respond to them. Some clips I do more digging than others. I didn't do a lot of digging for this Ethan Klein one. And apparently, you know, the fitness industry crushed them for those same statements that I was critical about. And I did see a couple videos, but apparently, like, it was just they really crushed them. So he went on Bradley Martin's podcast, who's a fitness guy, and he tried to basically defend his statements and didn't really do him any justice. So I don't think he was joking. So I'm going to show you the original clip I reacted to, which was on his podcast. So here we go, just for some context, if you didn't see.
Life's too short to exercise. I'm just going to be honest. There are so many better things to do than exercise. We have finite time on this earth. And like, this is what I'm saying. The exercise is such a conspiracy. They go, let's say you spend an hour on a treadmill every day.
Money, Ethan.
It's not a conspiracy.
Let me explain why it's a conspiracy. You spend an hour on a treadmill every day.
Yeah.
Somebody get out a calculator. Okay, let's say you live to be 85.
Okay, 85 years old.
And you're exercising every day since 15 years old.
So, okay. 70 years of exercise.
70 years. So 70 times 365 and an hour every day. How many hours?
25,500.
Divided by 24.
1,064 days.
Divided by 365.
It's 14 pages!
What are we doing?
It's just a little under 3 years. Under
3 fucking years of your life! Walking a treadmill.
Yeah, but
on page 14.
Here's the thing. Will that exercise extend your life more than 3 years?
No!
So you can see he's not a fan of working out. He's not a fan of fitness. And this guy has a really big platform. He's been doing content for years. And, you know, people obviously respect his opinion. He's doing his thing. But that's dangerous. You know, I addressed this on the last episode, or 2 episodes ago. This is dangerous, you know, putting out information like this, because people are going to believe it when you have a platform like this. So my job, I'm just trying to reach as many people as I can and say, hey, you can't listen to him. That's all. But all his supporters were in my comments, mad, upset. I don't care. I'm going to do what I do. So after making this statement, he went on Bradley Martin's podcast, which I'm about to pull up now. And I got a couple clips. They did a few podcasts together, and I got a couple clips where he was just defending himself. And he was basically, you know, giving his viewpoint on the fitness industry. So this clip is a little longer, and so this is the one I want to react to. This is the first clip I'm actually going to react to. So let's take a look at it.
Because everyone told me that you said the gym was like a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like the funny TikTok meme. It's so funny because I think working out's great.
Yeah.
I support working out. So I want to emphasize, I have mad respect for people that like maintain these incredible bodies. But what I said about the gym, it was literally just one silly joke I made about how I was doing math in my head. I says, if you're on a treadmill an hour every day.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, 7 hours a week. There's 52 weeks in a year. So we got 52
okay.
weeks in a year.
All right.
Right? Times 7 hours a week.
Okay.
That's 364 hours per year on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I can expect to live 64. Now, I know I haven't been exercising my whole life, but let's just pretend like I have. That's 23,296 hours. Exercising. Yeah. Okay. Now let's take those hours and divide it by 24. That is 970 days exercising.
Where are we going with
this? Hold on. There's a point.
Okay.
This is the joke that got me in trouble with all of TikTok.
Okay.
970 days divided by 365. We're looking at 2.65 years straight on the treadmill. So I said to myself, this exercising thing is it's just a giant scam, because if I just spent that time on the treadmill doing something else, maybe the time I spent on the treadmill will end up being less than the life I saved. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say.
And boy, I ended it by saying the numbers don't add up. And so I'm spending 2.6 years on the treadmill and I'm saving 16 plus years. So to me, that's a good deal. And I crunched the numbers.
Yeah.
And I said, the numbers don't add up. It's a good deal. But on TikTok,
But it was a stupid joke that meant nothing to all of us here. It was just like Ethan being silly. But
it is community serious.
Dude, it's crazy. And so I became like a meme.
Oh my God. It became like what everybody references about Ethan.
Dude, it's crazy. And so what's
funny? I remember I heard that too.
Of course. It's like I became like a meme in the gym fitness world and they all hate my guts. They go, and it turned into all these crazy things like Ethan thinks that exercising's for betas. Ethan thinks people that exercise are freaks.
All right. So, first thing that stood out to me was he said he respects the fitness industry. And let's keep it real. Like, if you make a joke like that, you don't respect it. It's just, even if it's a joke, you don't make jokes about things like that if you respect it. So, and it's pretty common. People, when they make absurd statements, they love to say they're joking. And you saw he tried to backtrack his whole calculator method of the years and the hours. And, you know, you heard Bradley Martin. He was like, where are we going with this?
What do you mean by that?
He was pretty confused. He didn't know what was going on. So I think he should have just let it go after he made the joke, because it just doesn't make sense to me, his whole method. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, he should have just made the joke, keep it moving, take the criticism, forget about it. But I guess people had no choice but to ask about it. And, you know, people take their fitness seriously. They take their health seriously. And you can't make jokes about things like that. So let's switch the industry. I always love to switch the industry because shit don't make sense once I do that. And I love to do this industry specifically. Let's switch the industry to therapy, right? People who go to therapy on the regular, they go an hour a week, a couple hours a week. They take it seriously. They're getting better from it. They feel like it's very productive. Now, let's say I made a joke. Oh, yeah, therapy's stupid. You could do better things with your time. Da-da-da-da-da. It just would not be accepted. I would get criticism for it. People would probably, if I had a big enough platform, if I made enough money from it, people would make criticism about it, make TikToks. They would respond to me. They would make a duet with my post or chop the clip up and, you know, tell me how arrogant I am, how stupid I am, how ignorant I am. And basically, what he's trying to do is say that we're overreacting in the fitness world to it. And that's what his supporters are saying. But, I mean, even if you talked about going to the doctor or, just doing all type, anything, you know, doing things for your self-care, anything for your self-care. If I came up here and was like, oh, yeah, ladies getting their hair done is stupid or getting their nails done, you know, whatever it is people do in their leisure time or what they do to make themselves feel good, what they think is important, I would get a lot of backlash and criticism for it, and I can't get mad for that. So, did he forget what he said? He basically just called working out stupid. Like, what do you expect, dog? You gotta have thicker skin than that. So, and usually when you use a phrase like, oh, you could do better things with your time, you're implying that the activity you're speaking about is unproductive or stupid. That's pretty much what he did, so. Ethan, big time, you know, you let me down, I'm disappointed. And we're going to get into it more. So he went back on Bradley Martin's podcast again. I'm sorry, not again, but he went. That was Ethan's podcast, I believe. Now he's on Bradley Martin's podcast. And let's check this clip out. And I might get a copyright for the music, but it is what it is. So let's get it.
Are you like really actively trying to get in better shape? Like, do you think that you'll like look different in 2 years? Like, do you think you'll?
I just want to be like at a healthy weight. You know what I mean? Like, that's what my is that vision. To you? I don't want to get jacked or anything.
You sure you want to get jacked? It's kind of dope.
I'd be awesome. I just I genuinely don't think that I have the. I don't think I can I can put myself to the task.
I see.
Because it's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could do that. I think my max is an hour on the treadmill every day, which is good. I just want to be like normal again.
Yeah, I got you.
I got so fucking fat that like it. A lot of it's better since I've lost like 20, 30 pounds, but like, it was hard for me to trim my fucking toenails.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? And like,
yeah, that's real.
It's a little hard to put on your socks. You have to like hold your breath. You get a little lightheaded leaning down and shit.
Yeah.
So, like there's like, you know, it sucks being fat. Like it sucks. Like it's fucking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of. And also I don't want to die. I've got two boys, maybe a third one.
Yeah.
And I want to live a long time for them and be and to share my life with them.
All right. So that this is a common thing with people in the gym, guys and girls. But, you know, we talking about guys specifically that. You know, I don't think I can get jacked. I don't think I can put muscle on, bro. I don't. It's common. And, you know, one thing, I learned this just from being in fitness and from being an athlete. Your body's going to adapt to what you put it through. So if you did the exercises and committed the time and the consistency to get jacked and put muscle on, your body's going to adapt to it, and it's going to change from that. You know, of course you don't think you can get jacked because you're not doing shit. You're just sitting around, and he just talked about how he's getting fatter. And it's sad because he admits that, you know, it's very uncomfortable for him to be fat. He talks about the reality of being fat. And that's the thing a lot of people do not talk about. They don't talk about the simple things in life that they have trouble with, like walking up the steps. He talking about he can't cut his toenails, bro, like... You know, if I need to cut my toenails, I'm right here. Like, it's just a simple movement. But that's unfortunate that he has that issue. And it's kind of biting him in the ass and coming back to haunt him for making those statements. But that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Then he goes on to mention his kids. Oh, now it's serious. You got kids and you want to be there for them. So, you know, he's not talking like that anymore. So he kind of got a reality check. So I don't know why his supporters all in my comments. Go some way with that shit. Because it came back to bite your mans in the ass. So it's people like this who don't believe they can, you know, put on muscle or change their body. You know, all you got to do is, we got Google, we got TikTok, we got YouTube. You got access to millions of transformations. You can look and see how people did it. I mean, the proof is out there. There's so much to prove that you can do this. So that's just... People use that as a crutch to not do it. Just think, yeah, I don't think I can do it. My body's not going to do it. My genetics aren't going to allow me to do it, man. And on the original video I did, I said something about him being uneducated about fitness. And people are like, that's a reach that you're calling him uneducated. Motherfucker, this is clearly uneducated about fitness, health and fitness, and what you can do with your body and how the industry can help you. You know, you get them on a high protein, low carb diet. You get them drinking a gallon of water a day. Low intensity cardio, a little bit of high intensity cardio. That man gonna change, bro. I got friends like him and clients like this guy who have changed their lives. You know, just committing to it. So my man could do it. You never know. He seems like if he you know took care of himself and. Did some moderate exercise. He could be like a stocky dude. My man could be built like a tight end, but you never gonna know. He's not even trying, and his mindset towards fitness has to change. So it's crazy. He's like, yo, it sucks being fat, and he you can't say it sucks being fat, but you downplaying the industry, and you're not even giving it a chance. So it would be dope. if he did give it a chance. And that's what this next video is kind of going to lead into my points that I have there. But yeah, man, get in the gym, Ethan. Come on, bro. You trash the industry. You might as well give it a chance. I guarantee if he got in the gym and got himself together, got himself right, his whole mindset would be different, bro. I've seen it. I've seen people change their mindset on this shit, bro. I do this. I've been in the industry for a while, bro. And this is going to be the last video we got on this one. This is from the same podcast on Bradley Martin's podcast.
I think if you just got jacked, everyone would love you again.
If I got jacked?
If you were jacked, doing the same thing, everyone would be like...
You think so?
Yeah, dude. If you said the same shit, they'd be like, but he's jacked, though.
It's true because I think... Like you gym guys, you all just, you really respect the muscles. I should, man.
Dude, it would change the game.
I gotta get jacked.
Like, seriously, because then no one can say shit.
Basically what I just said, bro. Like, at this point, he's gotta go to the gym. That's the only way he would be accepted. He's gonna be a villain to the fitness industry forever. Unless he turns around and gets in shape. And the beautiful thing about it is, like, bro, the fitness community, we accept everybody. Like, if he came, if he got a trainer, or, you know, like if Brad right here helped him get fit, like, people would love him for that. He would get so much praise. He would gain a new audience. I know I would watch him and respect his opinion more if he did that. And contrary to popular belief, bro, we accept everybody in the industry. And I always say this, and people don't believe me, but... People like him, men and women, that, you know, they've gone backwards, they've gained weight, their life became uncomfortable, they feel some type of way, they're worried about their future. When they come to the gym and you know, take that first step and put that effort in, they get the most love in the gym. I'm telling you, I've seen it so many times. They get the most love. It's a very uplifting industry. I know people think, like, everybody's a snob and we assholes and this and that. But nah, like, my man would get hella love in the gym. And he needs to do that, man. So I'd be the first, or I guess the second one, to tell him that, you know, I hope he does something. And if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your kids, bro. Do it for your kids. You want to be here for your kids. You want to see your grandkids. That right there is the ultimate motivation. And like, you know, I've mentioned it on podcasts before. That's my motivation. I ain't have any relationship with my grandparents. They all passed away before I was able to have, you know, real memories with them. So that's me. I want to be a grandfather. I want to have kids. So I want to have kids and see my grandkids. That's my ultimate motivation. So if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. And Ethan, commenters, leave me alone, man. Stay out the comments. Your boy took an L. Just accept it. It's all right. It's okay. And if he responds again and talks about this topic, I'm going to be right back on my podcast commenting and criticizing him again if he says some more stupid shit. That's it. It's simple. All right? So I had to respond to this, though, man. I had to do some more digging because people were just, the comments just kept coming in. This is old. You can't call him uneducated. I could say whatever I want. He said that dumb shit. All right. But yeah, hopefully he turns it around. So, another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. See y'all on the next episode. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.